Blog Talk Radio.
Is that J Plus? Like this. It's an independent, everything touching everywhere. Them haters better beware. With us you cannot compare. We got girls in motion. That's Nikia with Ron, the hyper one. And that boy Del Sean, upside down double, you A to the Y, S, we the best, yeah we fight, not a test. Our radio slides in the old wagon set, like you can see the nation from the spot in which we sit. Bars crewing into and we throw the come through and we can show you we support that local everything. Online radio, independent everything.
And Runs the Hybrid One, Metal Music Records, and allthingsruns.com radio. That lovely right there in the big chair with the big mic, that is Nakia Qualis, a.k.a. the Hybrid Queen. She is the owner of In Motion Events. She's a certified wedding planner. She's also the owner of Shoes in Motion and the executive A&R for Metal Music Records, Metal Music Entertainment Management, and a whole bunch of other stuff. And how you doing, sweetie?
Phenomenal. How are you?
Phenomenal. Is that the word of the week?
That's the word of the week.
Phenomenal. We have another very special episode on deck for you guys today. We have the pleasure of having the one, the only Mr. 100. He is the CEO and owner and an artist of 100 Records LLC. He's done multiple projects with multiple artists within the Kansas City area. His latest music entity singles, and titles, singles such as What You Mad For, which I like. I love that track. Released this year along with the video on Vevo and YouTube. And Don't Feel You, released last month. Work, 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 and I've Been Ready, released 2014 with the hit single and video That's 100, all in rotation on allthingsfronts.com radio. What's going on, Mr. 100?
What's up? What's up?
And thank you so much again for joining us today on Independent Everything. There's so much for us to talk about. I want to make sure that the listening audience, has a chance to, just get into what Mr. 100 is doing. And I'm going to let Nakia go ahead and jump in here and do her thing, because I know she's got a plethora of questions and stuff lined up for you. So let's get that done. And then whatever she doesn't touch on, I'm going to come back and I'm going to pick your brain a little bit and introduce our family, friends, and fans to you on an intimate level. Nakia, do your thing.
All right.
Nakia's reverting back to Charlemagne the God today. I've been doing a little research and digging into the life of Mr. 100. So I'm going to step over into the personal area today.
All right.
Thank you again for joining us on Independent Everything. First and foremost, I know what it means when people say, I keep it 100.
Uh-huh.
But is that where your name came from? Is that where your name came from?
No. I got a totally different definition for Mr. 100.
All right.
I call myself Mr. 100 because sometimes I have a bad habit of saying things that people don't want to hear. You know what I'm saying? And, sometimes to them it could be like I'm being rude or blunt or whatever, but it's just the way I feel. You know what I'm saying? I try to explain myself. Like, when it comes to explaining myself to people, you know what I'm saying? They don't understand me, so, sometimes I have to tell them what they don't want to hear. You get what I'm saying?
I get what you're saying. So maybe I should be, Miss 100.
Like, I keep it honest.
I'm the same
I keep
way.
It honest, basically. Yeah, I keep it honest. Like, I try my best to not be so harsh, but I can't help it. You know what I'm saying?
You.
But at the same time, those who, who are around me and who actually, with me 24/7, it benefits them daily. You know what I mean? I'm more of a leader. You know what I'm saying? I'm not a follower. So when I say something, it's always going to be direct. You feel what I mean? That's
got
why
you.
Like when I make it to where you can understand it. No beating around the bush. So Mr. On 100,
no
that's me.
No sugar coating, nothing. I feel you.
Yeah, yeah.
You mentioned while you were in Q that you have basically done everything in this industry, producing for others, you know, doing the producing, the composing, the beats for others in and around your area. Engineering, right. You're an artist as well. And then all of a sudden you decided, you know, I have all of this under my belt. Now I want my own record label.
Mm-hmm.
What was the passion that fueled that, you know, that thing that pushed you to, you know, say, hey, this is what I want and this is what I'm going to go after? And, you know, I've looked at your numbers and they're phenomenal. I mean, I've been all over all of your social media and your following is it's amazing. So what was your desire? What pushed you to, you know, step it up to the next level and say, hey, I'm going to start this label?
What pushed me for real is just the passion for it. I always had a passion for music. But, you know what I'm saying, young, my life has always been involved with music. Like, not as far as just rapping, but, like, I started off with learning how to do instruments, certain instruments like the saxophone, clarinet, playing the piano, and this is all in elementary. You know what I'm saying? Because I went to an elementary school down here called Catherine B. Richardson Computer Unlimited Magnet School, and it was one of the first elementary schools to actually have computers, you know what I'm saying, at that time.
Okay.
So I was able to take advantage of all the computer learning and all the instrument classes and stuff like that that they had, and I was doing talent shows, performing in special things, you know what I'm saying, the schools was having there, and all that type of stuff just to show what I can do. But that's what really started it. I was already music friendly, you see what I'm saying?
Okay.
And then as I started getting older, you know what I'm saying, I like listening to other artists like Do or Die, Tupac, and all that. And as a way to mimic them, I wrote down all their lyrics, you know what I'm saying, as they was rapping it so I can learn and actually rap it with them. You know what I'm saying? Because then it was kind of hard to grasp everything, you know what I'm saying, writing it down or trying to get to it or read it back because I was so young. I don't really understand everything they're talking about anyway, you know what I mean?
Right.
So after doing that, you know what I'm saying, I realized, man, I do really want to rap and I do like making beats and everything. And it kind of went from instruments to actually doing like productions. And I started messing with things like Fruity Loops, like around age 12. And I was doing that using like a regular computer keyboard to where I learned what every letter was on the keyboard. You know what I'm saying, what it signified, in order to be able to make the beats like I actually made it on a real keyboard. And then when I went to go see a lot of people, you know what I'm saying, when they was using it, they got older than me, let me mind you. You know what I'm saying? To them, I'm like just a little young nigga that got some skills. You know what I'm saying? And can get it done. And then at the same time, I'm showing them how to do things, and they was doing it. So, you know, elementary, I realized that I'm more advanced. And I don't know how, but I am. You know what I'm saying? I didn't go to school for it or nothing like that as far as college or nothing like that. But I know everything, even when it comes to outside of the music. You know what I'm saying? I'm talking about engineering, dynamics, thresholds, equalizing, how to mix master, all that. You know what I'm saying? And I realized that music all the way 360 is what I'm supposed to be doing. You know, all my tattoos represent music. All my tattoos represent music. You know what I'm saying? I got this one tattoo where it's, you know, a microphone being cut out of my arm. You know what I mean? That's because it's in it, with the veins wrapped around it.
I feel you.
That's what it signifies. And then I got another tattoo that represents precision, which is who I am, for real. You know what I mean? Like, precision is the name that I got from everybody else. And then I actually ran with it because they call me precise or... precise on the piece or the music or whatever I do, because I always took time and made sure it was a certain way, and it needed to sound like this and it needed to sound like that, so it can actually be something that we all had. You know what I'm saying? I made it something to where people that didn't want to go outside of the community for real can be comfortable and come record it and try to make it to where it was as professional as possible. You know what I'm saying? So I realized that music, being professional and all that, that's what I really just took serious and ran with for it and put it all into what I'm doing now. and learning how to do the label, advertising, promotion, marketing. But at the same time, everything you see, I do all that. I did everything myself. Everything. Like I'm talking about, when I say everything, I think a lot of people say, what do you mean by everything? You know what I'm saying? Like, are you just talking about promoting it by yourself or what? No, I'm talking about everything. Like the graphics, build the websites, check these emails, all that. I do everything. Make the beats, get the beats from others, promote for that, advertise for this, advertise for that, network. I do all that. You know what I'm saying? Everything.
Now, with all of that being said, I have three additional points that I want to bring up. First of all, we have a gentleman that we're affiliated with, Trizzy Trey. He's out of Rhode Island. You can Google him, Trizzy Trey Beats. He has a similar story. He knew he had a love for music, and he went to a community center one day, and they had computers. And that's where everything started for him. And he's global now. You also mentioned you do everything. I look at you like a younger version of Franz because he does everything. Well, he used to do everything until I came along. Now I do everything. But, I mean, it's basically the two of us, and we do, in order, I think, for our label to be the type of label that we want it to be, we need to be able to first lay the foundation so that we are doing what it is that needs to be done. And then eventually we'll bring the other people in. But, you know, it's possible. People go, gosh, do you ever sleep? You know, I sleep now. I don't think he does anymore, but I do sleep. But in order to be able to get to the next level that we're trying to get to, then you have to be able to, you know, he produces. Does the compositions. He's an artist as well. I'm an artist. You know, the marketing, the promotions, the graphics, the emails, the phone calls, the Twitter, everything. You know, it's just, it's us. And people, I mean, we do have a team. I'm sorry, guys. We do have a team. But, you know, the larger things, you know, it's us. And so I look at you like the younger version of him. And he's been in the game for 26-plus years. And so, you know, and he doesn't look like he's going to be stopping anytime soon. Third point is that you mentioned your tattoos all signify some type of emphasis to the music. Who is your barber?
You said my barber?
Who cuts your hair?
King Tuck. Creative Cuts. You know what I'm saying? That's
where you
go. His name, King
Tuck. Because I've seen pictures of your name. Mr. 100 in his beard. He's got MR on one side and 100 on the other side. So shout out to your barber. What's his name again?
King Tuck Creative Cuts. You know what I'm saying? Creative Cuts is the name of his logo, of his brand, rather. And King Tuck is his name.
And he's very skilled. So if you guys get the opportunity, go over to Instagram and you'll be able to see these pictures that I'm in reference to. Who motivates you on a daily basis?
Say that one more time.
Who motivates you on a daily basis to do what it is that you do?
My girl and my daughter.
Who's Lyric? Who's Lyric?
Say that one more time.
Who is Lyric?
Oh, Lyric. Are you saying Lyric?
Yes, who is Lyric?
Oh, okay. Yeah, you just said it so fast. All right. Yeah, that's my daughter. That's my baby right there. That's me. That's me. Yeah, that's
she
me.
Is
she is
being.
Me. Yeah, she is me. You hear me? I go through it. Like, that's my baby right there, boy. I'm gonna be like, she's a blessing. You know what I'm saying? She really is musically active and all that, too. She know about computers and tablets and everything. She know her ABCs and colors and how to count, too. You know, that's
how
important
old is
first.
He?
Four.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, her birthday is
October 25th. Shout out to Eric. And,
yeah, that's my baby right there. Give her a big shout out.
And the special lady in her life as well.
Oh, yeah. Her name is Regina Quarles. She got your
What's her last name?
Quarles.
Wow.
But yeah.
Well, definitely.
Yeah,
Shout out to her.
We've been together since high school.
Wow.
I realized I can actually, you know what I'm saying, be with her. You know what I'm saying? Like, I never thought that I'd be able to find that. And once we realized we found that, you know, we've been good ever since. You know, and she can deal with me.
And so she supports,
you know, that ain't
she
easy.
Supports everything that you do. Yeah. She's a supporter of everything that you set out to accomplish, yes?
Yeah. Yeah, that's the main thing, you know what I'm saying? Being able to have somebody like that, that's what everybody's looking for, right?
True. Can you tell my listening audience about Troublesome?
Mm-hmm.
Troublesome
is a movie.
Were you in the movie?
I can't like really talk too much about that though, but like I can talk about it, like to where I can let you know who is by and everything like that, because that's my guy right there, Mario Lee. Shout out to him. You know, he the one that do all my videos as well.
Okay.
And so he does everything when it comes to that. It's still in the process of getting together. You know what I'm saying? It's still in the process of being shot. Like certain scenes had to wait for like the summer and, you know, stuff like that. So that's why I really can't talk about it yet, you know, because it's not completely done.
Is there an estimated date that we should expect that project?
Like, I wouldn't know that. That's my guy Mario Lee's project. You know what I'm saying? Like, he do the videos and movies and everything. Like I do the music. He, that's his passion right there. You know,
passion.
Like, and anything that he needs that I can help him with, that's what I'm there for, to help him get his work out. You know what I mean? Like, I let him do all my videos and everything, and then we do whatever. Like, if he need distribution for his movie or whatever, I'm going to help him find that. You feel me?
Gotcha.
Yeah,
gotcha.
So,
now, you mentioned
Mario
doing your videos, and I noticed in your videos your merchandise, your apparel line. How can anyone who's interested in purchasing, you know, our fans and followers, if they wanted to purchase any of your merchandise, how could they do so?
They can do it straight from my YouTube videos. They can do it from my website by going to, like, music, the tab music, you know, or they can do it from any other digital stores, iTunes, Amazon, Rhapsody, Google Play Market, Spotify, everything, KKBOX, eMusic, MediaNet. I don't know. Don't give me a name of all the stores, because then I'm going to get confused.
Gotcha.
You know, I ain't going to remember what I said.
What's the name of the line? Let our audience
records.
Know the name of your line.
100 Records, LLC. You just type in 100 Records. LLC just signifies the business, you know.
All right. And my last question before I turn it back over to Franz. Sabathier or Remy Martin?
Say it one more time.
Sabathier or Remy Martin?
Remy Martin? Or Cabrassi,
yes.
Is that what you said?
Yes.
I want Remy
yes.
Martin. I want Remy Martin. You know, I made a hit with Remy Martin like when I was young. Everybody loved that damn song. They'd be like, I'm gone off of fifth. Man, this Remy got me chopped and screwed up. And it was actually screwed up when I said, you know, I'm like, but that was young. I got a boy. It was some nice, I remember, you hear me? It's all because of Remy.
I'm seeing all the pictures, so I'm sure there's plenty of memories that go along with that Remy right now.
Yeah. You talk about Remy, you start bringing back memories, boy.
Well, I want to thank you again for joining us on Independent Everything today. I'm going to turn it back over to Franz now. Franz, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Interesting. That she would that you remind her of a young me. You've done so much, you know, in such a short period of time. And, you know, I'm impressed with, you know, just the entire 100 Records, you know, movement. I do want to give those that are aspiring to do what it is that we do some insight, if you would. I want you to imagine a young I don't know, teenager, preteen maybe, who has their heart set on, male or female, has their heart set on being a CEO of a label, being the push behind a brand, because you know, there's so much that is covered, not just putting out records, but there's so much, like you said, branding yourself and having the apparel and everything else that goes along with it. What advice would you give to that young individual who, you know, has natural talent, has intellect, and is endeavoring to get into this game that we call music, you know, on a level like you are on? Take them from the beginning of the you know, of the thought, the dream, the, you know, and walk them through what it might take on a material level, on a real level, and maybe, you know, on a philosophical level as well, but mostly on a material level, the actual day-to-day grind, the things that you've done that you know have been milestones for you that have taken you to the next level. What advice, what input would you give that individual that is wanting to do what it is that Mr. 100 is doing with 100 Records LLC?
Well, first off, you got to, like, I realize it's easy, like, when you got to separate yourself from everybody. But, like, I don't know, like, people don't understand what I mean. Sometimes you got to do it physically. You know what I mean? Like you got to pick who you actually need there. You keep them there. And you got to figure out where you need to get. And everybody can't go with you. So most of the times you have to separate yourself from what everybody else got going on, or else you ain't going to know whether you want to do your own thing or you want to follow somebody. That's the first step. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Then after that, when you find yourself, you know what I'm saying, that most of the time you be by yourself when you find yourself. You know?
Right.
You put all your plans together. Like, I can tell you everything that I done did is, like, it's not normal. You know, I'm kind of abnormal, man. I can stay up like 2 or 3 days, you know what I'm saying, and just work. Even though I might doze off, but I get back up and, you know, get back to work, and depending on what I'm working on, and then it depends on what I'm trying to get done. So, like, you just have to separate yourself from everybody else and realize if you want to be a leader, or you trying to be part of something else that's already going on. I mean, it's the only way to do it. And then... after you get all your plans together, man, you just push. It's going to cost money. You got to invest in yourself. A lot of people don't like to do that. They try to find somebody who can do this or do that for them. You know what I'm saying? Get it done as free as possible. And don't realize how much investing in yourself is important. You know, like, and then after that, you got to, when it comes to branding yourself, though, now a lot of people, you know what I'm saying, they about themselves. They don't understand what a brand is. You know, I speak on behalf of 100 Records, not as me. You feel what I'm saying? So
right.
When you come to branding yourself, you got to use your brand majority of the time. I mean, everything you do should be on your brand. Like, if you look at 100 Records, you see Twitter, on my Twitter, 100 Records, that's all business. You know, that's all business. It's nothing personal about 100 Records LLC when it comes to business. You see what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So, if you want personal, you separate yourself from your business, basically. You know what I mean? And most artists, when it comes to being a rap artist, like, it's hard for them to separate themselves from their brand. You know, it's hard to, it's almost like making two people. That's what you got to do if you're talking about making a brand.
Right.
You know what I mean? It can't be you, and then it can't be a brand. Like, at the same time, because that's what destroys it. You know what I mean? And most of the time, it's okay to be you, but not be you by being your business. That's what's going to kill business. And so the first thing you have to do is learn business. You have to learn business. Like, on the marketing, promotion, advertising level, like, all I do is sit and watch the professional businesses. I'm talking about, like, businesses like YouTube or Twitter. Everything, you know, Twitter didn't gave me $50 before. Just, I don't know why they just gave it to me for, like, promotional purposes. You know what I'm saying? Just off of the way I take advantage of every Twitter for Business opportunity they send me. Anytime they come out with something new, I try. Because I need it to benefit my business. You see what I'm saying? And so another thing is take advantage of opportunities. Take advantage of stuff that you don't normally do. You know what I mean? You got to, that normally be what gets you ahead. But don't do everything you don't agree with. You do what you agree with. You can't care what other people think. You got to learn not to care what other people think if you want to be a leader. You know what I'm saying? Only time you care about what somebody think is when they're around you trying to help your business. You know what I'm saying? Everybody else is irrelevant. They either going to make you money for liking you or make you money for hate. Both make money. You see what I'm saying?
Exactly. I totally agree with you about separating yourself. It's an ongoing process, as a matter of fact. And you know, that's a apt answer as far as, you know, what it is that it takes. And you got to make that decision early on in your career. And there are going to be times where you have to do that. And everybody's not going to agree with what you're doing, but it's necessary. What has been for you as an independent, what has been the biggest hurdle for you in getting to the next level?
I'd say I really want to get to the point to where I'm traveling more, you know, doing more shows and tours and everything. It's like trying to put it together, though, to where it actually develops money. You know what I mean? Like online, like when it comes to online, I know how to do that. You know what I'm saying? But out in the real physical world, when it comes to getting the right contacts or like to the right place or trying to make sure everything go right to where people getting paid, you know what I mean? Like I just need like all the right connects for that, and then I know what to do from there. That'd be really like most of my problems right now is just knowing the right people. And so like I know the right people, but I need to know right people in other aspects and other things that I'm trying to do too. So I just be like networking every day, waiting for all the right pieces to fall in the puzzle. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And I take advantage of it as soon as it comes. So it just be a grind for real. I'll just stay on the grind. Everybody that know me know I grind. I just hustle. That's all I do. Like, I make my own moves. I got to. I feel comfortable like that if I don't. You know what I'm saying? It's not going to be good. Ain't nobody going to like me.
You, as well as I and Nakia, you wear a lot of hats, which is necessary as an independent. And so which do you find the most difficult to transition into, which hat? For example, you are the CEO of 100records.com. You're also an artist. You're also a producer. You're also a promoter. You're also a marketer. So all those are
engineer.
Different hats that you have to put on. Yeah, and engineer, you have to put those hats on and become that entity when that's what you're doing. What transitioning to which of those hats is the most difficult for you?
I could say I lost a little bit of passion as far as producing. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Only because I'd rather have a producer. I don't know. I'm transitioning more into the CEO. I want to become anything. I'm starting, you know, like, I really just want an artist. You feel me? Like, just artists. To show them what I can do for them. Because, like, I want to run a label. I want to run the brand. But it's hard for me to put, like, my all. With me doing all that I can do, it's hard for me to just put it into anybody. You feel what I'm saying? So, It kind of slows up my process a little bit, and then I have to go harder as an artist. But I'm a good artist. Like, I have an album coming soon, within 3 months, called Blessed and Stressed. You know what I'm saying? It's all the cover already ready and everything. But I shouldn't even tell nobody that, but it's out now, whatever. Blessed and Stressed.
I want to share this with you because, you know, I ask that question more as an introspective question than anything, because I want to know what it is, what's difficult for you, because I know that I go through those bouts too. But Nakia has really made it really helped me out as far as the admin in the things, and allow me to go back and do, you know, what it is that I love, which is making music. She's really been key in allowing me to do that. I have to separate myself from her sometimes too, just to get into the producing mode, because I'm working on a soundtrack for a movie now. I'm doing some engineering work for several artists, and those things, you know, those are different hats that you have to wear. And being the exec for the label is it's sometimes difficult handling the, you know, administrative end of it. And, you know, thank God for Nakia being there to handle a lot of those dotting I's and crossing the T's type things. We're getting down to where we've about run out of time, and I do want you to articulate to the audience, to the, you know, my family, friends, and fans, you know, how they can connect with you. You know, you never know who's going to listen to this. Shout out to Stitcher, who carries our program, to iTunes Radio, and to TuneIn, who carries our programs as well. And you never know who's going to listen to it. So I want you to articulate to, you know, not only the average Joe fan that might just want to fan you, but to that business mogul that might want to get with you to do something with you licensing-wise or whatever, go ahead and let them know how they can connect with you 24/7 or whatever.
I could connect with me 24/7 on Twitter by simply just typing in 100 Records. That's 100 WRECKORDZ. I just had to spell that out one time so y'all know. At gmail.com. You know what I'm saying? 100records@gmail.com. Y'all can email me there. Y'all can call my business line, 816-876-1519. You know, you can hit me up on my Facebook, Dwayne Burns. That's me personally. You know what I'm saying? If you want to know me as a person. And my brand, 100 Records on Facebook. Follow the fan page, /record label page. Lock me in on SoundCloud. I mean, you can Google me. Everything going to pop up. Everything.
Okay, 100 Records. But for those that are just tuning in, you're catching the last of our interview with Mr. 100 of 100 Records, LLC. You can get at him at www.100100records.com. And from there, you can link, I'm sure, to everything else. That's how I did it. You can get him on Instagram. You can get him on Twitter, Facebook, SoundCloud, Reverb Nation, any and everywhere where they're providing you the access to good music. He's there, Mr. 100 of 100records.com. Man, I've enjoyed this interview with you. This is one of those days where I wish this was an hour show. There's so much more to get into. We'll have to have you back, and we'll certainly have to have
you. Oh, yeah, I'm coming back. I appreciate y'all too, man.
Yeah, real talk. He's out of Kansas City area. He's got an artist that he's working with, La Bamba. Their music is in rotation on the music video show, allthingsrun.com radio. Airs every Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday, 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. And you guys, make sure you tune in. Chronicles of a Hippie, Voice of True Go-Getter, her Volume 4 mixtape is now on iTunes and should be hitting everywhere else really, really soon. You guys, go get it, go get it, go get it. Walking in My Shoes, Young Fallen Angel, CEO of CME, Sublabel of Mellon Music Records, is available as well. Go get it, go get it, go get it. It is a prelude to his High Road Angel project that's coming soon, coming this summer. I thank you guys so much for joining us on another episode of Independent Everything with Nakia, the High Road Queen Corliss, and with Mr. 100 of 100 Records, LLC. Until the next time, you guys do it independent. Do it like everything. Love, peace,
and hair grease.
Bye. We'll holla.
100. See y'all, man.